And there they're off.
That's the sound of 15,000 cross-country skiers simultaneously embarking on a grueling 90-kilometer course. This is the Vasaloppet in Sweden. From a helicopter's eye view, this mass of elite athletes making their way across an alpine plateau almost looks like the time lapse of a glacier flowing down a mountain. There are that many of them, all moving in unison. If you've never heard of the Vasaloppet, think Boston Marathon, but for Nordic skiing. With its inauguration in 1922, it's the oldest and one of the longest ski marathons in the world. But its history goes back even farther, all the way to the 16th century, and is steeped in bloodshed, tax revolts, and the story of King Gustav Vasa's heroic escape across the province of Dalarna. As you can guess, winning the Vasaloppet, or the Vasa, is a big deal.
Yeah, it's a huge feather in your cap.
That's Craig Ward, an Aspenite and former Olympic captain for the 1980 Lake Placid Nordic team.
I was on the U.S. ski team for 8 years.
What led me to Craig was new research on cardiovascular health in Nordic athletes. A team of Swedish doctors and scientists last week found higher relative risks for irregular heartbeats, or arrhythmias, in the most elite cross-country skiers. Their laboratory was the Vasaloppet.
What we showed was there was an increased risk of having an arrhythmia by doing more races and doing it faster.
Casper Andersen is lead author of the study.
And that was mainly the kind of arrhythmias called atrial fibrillation and bradyarrhythmias.
Atrial fibrillation means the heart beats irregularly and too fast, while bradyarrhythmia is when it beats too slow. While not life-threatening in and of themselves, if chronic, these arrhythmias can eventually lead to blood clots and possible stroke. Among the Vasaloppet athletes, researchers found participants who did the most races were more than twice as likely to develop the problem compared to those who just did one race. Those who finished with the fastest times were at roughly 20% higher risk. So being the most elite, so to speak, means you're at a higher relative risk for heartbeat problems.
We believe that it's as a consequence of the training you do to the race that gives you this increased risk.
The researchers examined all Vasaloppet athletes between 1989 and 1998 who did not have pre-existing cardiovascular disease. Using the National Registry System in Sweden, they collected health, wealth, and educational data about the racers for years after their last race, almost 53,000 in total. Here's another part of the research team, Johan Sundström.
The great thing about epidemiology in Sweden is that we're able to link people using their personal identification number to a lot of health registries. There really aren't many other places in the world to do that.
Sundström said that these general results would likely apply to other elite endurance sports. Earlier scientific studies showed higher levels of arrhythmias in endurance athletes compared to a general population control group. But this one is novel for its sheer size of its data set. Back in Aspen, I asked ex-Olympian Craig Ward what he thought about all this. What was your reaction to that? Were you surprised?
I wasn't surprised at all. As a matter of fact, after about 10 years from being on the U.S. ski team, I had a ventricular tachycardia arrhythmia, if you will.
We don't yet know why elite endurance athletes might be at heightened risk for these conditions. One idea, according to Dr. Thomas Andersen of the Mayo Clinic, has to do with changes in heart size. Athletes' high-performing bodies demand lots of oxygenated blood, so the heart grows bigger over time to accommodate this demand.
Heart's operating at a larger volume. There's more tension developed in the walls of the heart. Increasing in size, it's getting stretched.
And that stretching may disrupt some of the heart's elasticity, creating zones where arrhythmias might occur. I asked Dr. Andersen what he plans to do with this new knowledge when seeing patients.
I would make sure they were informed of the risks, but I certainly wouldn't tell them they could not keep doing this if they wanted to. They just have to recognize there may be a small risk of developing these arrhythmias.
Johan Sundström of the study agrees.
While these skiers may have an increased rate of atrial fibrillation or arrhythmias, it's still way more beneficial to be exercising than not.
In fact, in a previous piece of Vasilopet Science, researchers found the skiers who did the race had lower mortality than the general population. Nonetheless, this study does paint a clearer picture of what researchers have long thought to be true. There likely exists some optimum level of endurance exercise, beyond which there may be little or no benefit, or even detriment. Put another way, sometimes too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. Just don't forget that it's still a good thing. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellis Robinson.